tech is always going to be around. Tech eventually disrupts every industry. It's going to disrupt every single service, every single product. It's going to have more and more technology put into it. So there will be tech jobs.
You're listening to What the Tech, a podcast powered by the Computer Science Department of UCalgary, here to deconstruct complex computer science topics bit by bit and explain what the tech is going on.
In this episode, we chat with Chris Reed, the co-founder of Neo Financial. We discuss his time at the University of Calgary, as well as what it's like to work at a startup. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the What the Tech podcast. Today, I'm here with Chris from Neo Financial. Chris is one of the co-founders of Neo Financial, which is a startup based in Calgary that provides financial services to the target demographic of younger Canadians. So, Chris, could you give us a little bit about your background? I know you graduated from UCalgary for your Bachelor of Science in Computer Science and Master of Science in Software Engineering.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for welcoming me on your show. I am from U of C. It was a long time ago now. I actually started at the university in 1998 as an undergrad in computer science and graduated about 4 years later. And that was actually during the sort of dot-com bubble bursting, right? So career opportunities in tech were temporarily hard to find and made the timing really great to go into research. So I talked with some of my professors at the U of C, and I ended up in the software engineering department as a grad student, and I worked towards my master's degree with Professor Frank Maurer for a few years. And honestly, one of the most enjoyable times of my life. Graduated with a master's, and I ended up staying in Calgary after that and working at a startup company right out of school.
So I did a bit of research before, and that startup was ShareWorks, correct?
That's right. Yeah. So, these days, ShareWorks, the company was bought by Morgan Stanley. Even before that, it was known as the largest tech company, based in Calgary. And when I joined, it was much, much earlier, much, much smaller. I think the development team when I joined, probably maybe six or seven engineers. I was maybe the seventh, something like that. Very, very small team. And at that time, we didn't have any big customers. We hadn't yet landed our first big customer, which ended up being Great West Life. But during the time I was there, we did, get our first customers, get our software to market, went through a lot of growth, hired dozens and dozens of software developers, and built out, a lot of other departments at that company. Honestly, extremely educational time in my life, really fun time in my life working at that company. I honestly didn't know how good I had it until I left ShareWorks years later. And then I realized, wow, startup companies are amazing. Why did I ever quit that job?
Yeah, for sure. They're definitely special. You have to be the right kind of person to want to work at a startup because of the amount of movement that occurs. Things are always changing, and it's a lot more fast-paced than a traditional company, but it's definitely super interesting. So you started at ShareWorks when it was really small. And for anyone who doesn't know, what was ShareWorks when you were there, and how does that apply to your current role at Neo?
Yeah, absolutely. So, ShareWorks, at that time, it was Solium was the name of the company. And ShareWorks was the name of the product. And the product is a software suite that helps companies manage equity incentives. So what that means is, often when you join a company, of course, they pay you a salary. They'll also give you maybe some stock shares, stock options, or things like that as part of your compensation. And Solium was one of the first companies to really build like some great software to enable that and facilitate that, especially for really big, Fortune 500 companies. They might have tens of thousands of employees. And so managing those programs, at that time, back in the, the early 2000s, that would take a whole team of people to manage. And they could replace, maybe 20 analysts with just some web-based software. So really, really cool business opportunity. And I was on the software development team there. So we were writing software, just like you learn in the computer science department. I'm at U of C, coming out of school, I was that eager young software developer. And yeah, I wrote tons of the original code. I'm sure by now, 25 years later, it's been replaced by something newer. But yeah, that's what I did there.
Definitely. That sounds super interesting. And just on that note as well, so working at ShareWorks, you're a software developer, but I've heard from other CompSci students that it's a little intimidating to apply for roles at financial institutions or at other companies outside of traditional software development firms. What kind of experience at the University of Calgary really pushed you to want to work at ShareWorks, a financial services company?
Yeah, and you know, Neo is a financial services company as well. And I've worked at a number of other ones in my career. I even worked for Stripe, which is a pretty famous, you know, US-based financial services tech company. But you know what? I didn't have any financial experience. I wasn't even interested in finance. I didn't take any courses on finance, and my master's had nothing to do with finance. To be honest, I was interested in ShareWorks because of the tech. You know, at the time they were pioneering some really modern, web-based tech. They were trying to build more interactive, web applications. They were doing some more, scalable practices with their software. They were interested in cloud computing pretty early on, as early as maybe 2005, 2006. They were starting to look at cloud computing and things like that. So that was what was appealing to me, and I don't think you need financial experience. And you don't need to be intimidated to go and work at a company like ShareWorks or like Neo Financial. We don't look for that when we interview people. We don't look for financial experts. I'm sure there are people at Neo who are terrible with their personal finances even, but that doesn't matter. What matters is that you do have a specialization. You have an area, that you're good at and that you're passionate about working on. And, your company is going to put you in a position to use those skills. They want you to succeed. It's not some sort of test that they're trying to, concoct to trip you up when you get hired, whether it's again, at a startup or a big company, they want you to succeed. They're going to give you training. They're going to give you support, mentorship, and things like that so that you can ramp up quickly. And, that was the case for me at Solium. It was a fast paced environment, but they, supported me. And that's what we do at Neo as well. We support people who join the company and make sure that they start their careers off on the right foot and learn a lot too.
Most definitely. That's great to hear. You left ShareWorks in 2007 and then fast forward to 2018, you have yourself listed as founding Neo in November of 2018. What is the story about that? How did you meet your other co-founders? I know there's four of you, Andrew Chow, Chris Inie, Jeff Adamson, and yourself. How'd you all find each other and how did you come up with Neo?
Yeah, that's a great question. So my three co-founders, they're honestly all more famous than I am. They are three of the co-founders who started Skip the Dishes, right? Which is a pretty famous brand across Canada. And many people don't know this, but also a very large tech company. The number of, software developers that they employ in their offices in Saskatoon and in Winnipeg, it makes them one of the larger tech companies in Canada even. And so really famous people. And I had actually exited from my previous startup and it done okay. And I was taking some time off to really think about, what do I want to do next? And I was doing some, consulting work around Calgary. I worked with a number of small startups. Even like startup founders around Calgary, helping them with things like pitch decks or trying to get their stuff software off the ground. And what really happened is I got introduced to Andrew Chow just through a mutual friend. So, a friend of mine, he's a software developer. He's also a real estate agent, talented guy. And he said, hey, I'm going to go have coffee with Andrew Chow. He's one of the founders of Skip. He's in town. He's just hanging out with me for the day. And how would you like if I introduced you? And it was a networking opportunity, right? I think that's something that during the pandemic, a few of us forgot existed, but you got to get out there and network. So, if somebody offers, hey, do you want to have coffee? Do you want to have lunch? Do you want to come out and, take a tour? Say yes, say yes, just for the connections it can make. So that was what happened. I got connected to Andrew through a friend. I had a cup of coffee with Andrew at a place called Hexagon Board Game Cafe in Kensington. One of my favorite coffee shops. Yeah. And it's an amazing place. Yeah. And by the way, I think they were one of the very first Neo partners, which is pretty cool too. But yeah, I met Andrew there. And you know what? We had a cup of coffee. He introduced himself. I introduced myself. And I wish I could say that, we hit it off. But the truth is, I left that coffee and I thought, all right, I'm never going to see that guy again. I legitimately thought, oh, it's kind of a waste of time to come down here because, you know, sometimes you don't just hit it off. You know, it's like dating. Sometimes you meet someone and there's that instant chemistry. Sometimes it's just not there, right? So I don't think we had that instant chemistry. It was a totally friendly meeting, but, you know, I didn't see the opportunity and I didn't see a way for us to, you know, come together and do something exciting. So wasn't too sure that I would ever hear from Andrew again. And then I think it was 3 to 4 weeks later, you know, I just got a random email from Andrew and it was like, hey, Chris, you know, my co-founder of Skip, Chris Samer. And by the way, Chris is he was still the current CEO, like the standing CEO of Skip the Dishes. He's coming to Calgary for a visit. And you know, he and I are going to go out for a coffee and we would love it if you stop by and, you know, you have a chance to meet this guy who's the CEO of Skip the Dishes. And, you know, again, thinking about networking, if somebody asks you if you want to meet a CEO, you say yes. That's just a good idea, right? So I'm like, okay, I guess I'm meeting, you know, Chris Samer from Skip the Dishes. So Andrew introduced me to Chris and the three of us had a cup of coffee. And, you know, just like when you're working on a project, sometimes iterating is what it takes to get the project going, right? Sometimes that first draft of that paper you're writing isn't that great, but you iterate on it. So we iterated on a few conversations, right? This was the second time I'd gotten together with Andrew and actually started getting along a lot better, started seeing the potential for us to be good partners. And what kind of started coming out was that we all had complementary skills. You know, I had some experience in the financial services space. I had experience in the tech space. You know, I learned more about Andrew and he has a lot of experience in the investment space, talking with investors, marketing, public relations. And then, you know, Chris Samer, of course, is the CEO at Skip, you know, brilliant businessman, you know, amazing at operations, execution. And so it seemed like there was almost, you know, this sort of perfect match. And so after that meeting, they said, we're flying Jeff out. You know, we're flying Jeff Adamson out to Calgary here in a little while. And so, you know, he flies to Calgary as well. And the three, four of us go out, have a beer, you know, relax, get to know each other a bit more. And again, you know, it just keeps getting better and better. The more we hang out, the more it seems like, hey, we're all like-minded people. We're all at that same point in our lives. We're all looking for the same sort of challenges. And started talking about startup ideas. And, you know, the guys from Skip, they had a ton of experience with things like how to build a network of businesses, you know, what's important to small, medium, and large business owners, you know, what are the trends around things like marketing and loyalty. And then, you know, me, I had experience in things like payments and credit cards and, you know, financial systems. And so there was this sort of mashup between the experience they had at Skip the Dishes and the experience that I had, you know, in my career. And we shared this ambition that we wanted to change Canada, you know, and that was what really drove Neo Financial and created the idea. It was, what can we do that's going to really change, you know, the face of Canada for all Canadians? What can we build? What kind of software, what kind of business, what kind of startup is going to be big enough and impactful enough to really make a difference? And, you know, we looked at a lot of ideas, but the financial system in Canada, it really lets Canadians down. There just aren't enough options. So we saw this huge opportunity to just improve, you know, the lives of Canadians. And so that gave us the courage to go for it, you know, to work on Neo Financial. And that's what we're doing even now, 4 years later.
Cool story. So I know Neo is still very agile, fast moving, changing, and growing. I know you're hiring a lot of students at a university and especially UCalgary.
Yeah.
What kinds of students are you looking for specifically, and what skill sets should they have? What programming languages should they be focusing on?
Good questions. Yeah, it is a growing company. You know, the four of us started off at the library back in 2018, you know, the downtown library. That was our office. We would just squat at one of the, you know, tables. And we've since hired almost 800 more people to join us. So it's a pretty big organization now. And when it comes to hiring students, I think every department at Neo has hired students. So software development, yep, we've had interns, quite a few, and we've hired, you know, new grads, but we've also hired students on our product team, QA, We've hired students in our finance department. We've hired students in customer support. We've hired students to help us with sales and partnerships. So there are actually like tons of opportunities for new grads or interns or students, and not just in tech or, you know, software development. If you're not coming out of university with that tech background, you know, we hire copywriters, you know, somebody with maybe a degree in English lit or something like that could fit in, you know, or communications, right? So there are tons of roles. And yeah, even right now we have a handful of interns. Now, those spots do fill up fast. Now, sometimes people will ask me, they'll say, Chris, why when I go to the website, don't I see, you know, a job posting for a junior developer right out of school or an intern? The reason is when we post those, you know, they do fill up fast. We might get 200, 300 applicants in a week. So, you know, they go, we hire the best we can and we move forward, and then we may have to take the posting down until next semester, but every semester we are hiring. And, you know, the way to do it is apply on our website, you know, check it out. But one other thing I'll mention for students who are interested in NEO, we hold events, you know, around Calgary, and at our NEO offices downtown, we have tours where, you know, you can come and actually just go on a tour of all the facilities we have and actually see what it's like to work on some of the teams at NEO and, you know, see some of the cool spaces. Like I'm actually recording this in our in-house studio, which is actually like a recording studio we built in one of our offices. So you'd be able to see that and see where we filmed our TV commercials, things like that. So that's really cool. And you can see that on a tour, or, you know, you could run into people from NEO at a networking event. You know, we go to all the meetups, we're at all the conferences. So if you go on meetup.com or Eventbrite or somewhere like that, and if there's a tech event in Calgary, maybe come out for a slice of pizza and hear a tech talk. You'll always find, you know, developers from NEO Financial, or maybe just run into me at one of those events.
That's incredible. And that's great to hear. Just going back to my question to hone in a little more, what languages and skills are you looking for?
Oh, skills. Yeah. Yeah. On the tech side, what matters honestly the most, let me do want somebody who maybe has a degree. Of course, we're going to look at, oh, this person's, you know, a graduate from the computer science department. They did well in school. That we factor that in, of course. But attitude actually matters the most. So if somebody applies and we maybe, you know, we do a 10-minute phone call just to see who they are and what they're looking to do and what their interests are, having some passion, having some excitement, having some ambitions, you know, wanting to learn, wanting to grow. If we can kind of get a sense that somebody is aligned with our culture, that really goes a long way. Somebody, you know, aligned with our culture means, you know, I want to change Canada. I want to give people in Canada way better, you know, financial services. And that actually makes me happy to be able to do it. You know, I find it really satisfying to work on these challenging problems, but then impact, you know, the lives of everyday Canadians. And so if we find someone who shares our passion and finds that kind of thing interesting or exciting, maybe wants to learn our tech stack, you know, maybe they say, hey, you guys use you know, TypeScript, but I don't know TypeScript really well, but I'm really excited to learn it. And I've even started learning it a little bit. That would go a long way with us, right? Because it shows, oh, this is going to be a fast learner. This is going to be someone who picks up, you know, new things really quickly. We can teach a junior software developer to be an amazing software developer while they work here. And we have, you know, we've turned people from a junior developer at the beginning of their career into a senior software developer in under a year. So you'll learn a lot at a company like NEO. So we can teach those skills. We don't need you to have every single skill coming in the door, but we can't teach someone to care about what we care about. You know what I mean? Like that's just who they are. So we do interview for that attitude and values and the mission we're on quite a bit. But of course, programming ability, again, does factor in. Do you know maybe one or two programming languages? Some experience on the web or with mobile apps can be really helpful because, you know, we work on web-based banking and, you know, mobile applications. So having, you know, touched on those things while you're in university could be really useful. And we also look at things like databases, internet APIs, cloud computing, if you have experience with those kinds of things. Having a portfolio is also very cool. If you've worked on any projects, you know, either personal projects, open source, or, you know, classroom projects that you worked on in a class, you know, having that put together maybe into a little portfolio where we could check out what you've done, that also factors in to the kinds of people we hire.
Sweet. That's really great to hear that you hire students with a wide variety of skill levels and skill sets, so that if a student's at a different institution or took a different path at UCalgary and doesn't necessarily have the programming skills that a majority of students have, there's still opportunities for them.
I think we've all seen those job ads. You know, we've all seen the job ads where it says, you know, wanted junior software developer must have 10 years experience, right? Or it will say like, we want 5 years experience with this tech that only came out 2 years ago. And that's not who we are. You know, we know that someone coming out of school, they've worked with, you know, tech that their professors chose because it was maybe easy to learn or easy to teach, right? And it doesn't have to be the tech that we use to build financial systems. We're not expecting that. We are looking for people who learned to learn and learned to educate themselves and, you know, found an interest and connected with their passion, you know, through their studies. And you know, those are the people we really want to join us in Neo.
No, yeah, that definitely makes sense. And I'm sure the students at U of C share the values that you all have at the company. What kind of technologies are you most excited about that are being implemented at Neo?
Yeah, that's a cool question. We have so much cool tech at Neo that I might leave some out, you know, just going through the long list. But some of the things I'm really keen on, we use something called Amazon's Quantum Ledger database to store our financial data. And that's very cool. QLDB was actually launched in Amazon's Canada region just for Neo, right? So we worked with them to actually be their test pilot customer to launch it. And it's a cryptographically verifiable database. And so it's actually really advanced tech, similar to like blockchain technology, right? That makes sure that all the financial data we keep is, you know, safe and secure and can't be, you know, lost or edited or things like that. So we use that QLDB technology. We use GraphQL technology. I think GraphQL is revolutionizing internet APIs. It's transformative for like website performance, and it makes it so easy for, you know, web and mobile app builders to connect to a backend and get data. So yeah, GraphQL is really huge in Neo. We do like using, I think, more modern programming languages. TypeScript is one of our favorite languages. You know, it's essentially taking, you know, JavaScript, which is getting a little old. It's really boosted it up, right? Let's fix all the things that are wrong with JavaScript. Let's add things like types, and that's the name, TypeScript, but make that programming experience better too. Make it easier to code, easier to debug. You know, that's kind of the mission behind a language like TypeScript. And it's backed by Microsoft, so it is sort of an enterprise-ready language, very easy to write, you know, and quick to build things with too, quick to learn. So that's some of the tech we use in Neo. You know, we also use NoSQL databases, which, you know, I think are very advanced and scalable. We build everything in the cloud. So we're using, you know, a ton of the Amazon services, including, you know, container-based computing, serverless computing. And, you know, there's a lot to learn in that space too. And yeah, we also build native mobile apps. And for those developers out there who love building that front end, that amazing UI and UX, there's honestly nothing better than working with the tech provided by Apple and by Google, you know, for Android and for iOS. It is world-class. You know, that's what Apple does, is they build that world-class experience. And we really believe in like using the very latest Apple SDK and the very latest Google Android SDK to leverage, you know, your phone and the user experience paradigms that these companies are building to give that like truly next level app experience. And that's some of the tech in use at Neo, but I honestly can't speak to all of it. There's dozens and dozens of things that we do, and other libraries and languages and services that we use that are just as exciting as those ones.
Sweet. Yeah, that sounds incredible. And I'm sure students would love to work on those platforms one day. My next question pertains similarly to hiring, but on a less technical side. You mentioned you graduated into the end of the dot-com era, which, for anyone who doesn't know, at the start of the 2000s, a lot of technology companies were overvalued in the stock market, which ended up meaning that there was a lack of roles for new grads. How did you navigate this time as a new grad, and what advice would you give to students graduating right now into the job market? I know this past year specifically has been super different in terms of economic climate for tech companies. We just came out of an era with so many positions and opportunities, and now we hear on the news so often that another company in the space is freezing hiring.
Well, you know, the advice I took at the time was to focus on learning, right? Tech is always going to be around. Tech eventually disrupts every industry. It's going to disrupt every single service, every single product is going to have more and more technology put into it. So there will be tech jobs. There will be tech companies. There'll be more tech startups. If, you know, the place you live doesn't have the opportunities you want, or if you are having trouble, you know, connecting with a company that, you know, sees your value, the best thing you can do is improve yourself, right? Take some time to keep learning, keep being your best self, and keep that passion going. So for me, I went into grad school and I, you know, spent a couple of years learning from people who were way smarter than me. Other people, you know, maybe jump into an internship, you know, for an extra year or something like that. Or, you know, maybe it's taking a chance on, maybe, you know, your ambition is working at Google, but, you know, you can't get a job at Google. So you're going to take a chance on a startup company and work there for, you know, a year or two, get some experience, right? So I think those are the kinds of things that I would, you know, recommend for somebody who's graduating when the economy is a bit down. And it does rebound. You know, it always is going to rebound. And there are also companies out there, which luckily includes Neo, that are pretty resistant and are still hiring. So we're not doing any kind of layoffs. We're not downsizing. We're growing. You know, we're hiring actually about 50 more software developers in Calgary in the next quarter. Those are net new hires, right? So growing really fast. And one thing I learned from the dot-com bubble is that if you have a really solid business, it doesn't matter if the economy is up, the economy is down. Stock market is up, stock market is down. A really solid business is still a really solid business. If you're selling vaporware, if you just have, you know, theories about how things could be built, or you're building things that can't be monetized yet, and you're thinking, well, we'll get a million users, you know, and we'll give this away for free. And then one day we'll figure out how to monetize it. You know, those kinds of businesses are the ones that struggle. The ones that really have strong, you know, real business fundamentals, are selling real products and have profits and stuff like that, they're going to go strong. And that has been Neo over the past year. We're growing when a lot of other tech companies are cutting back because our business plan is really, really good. And it's one that's really simple and easy to understand. Basically, you know, do what Canadian big banks do, offer things like mortgages and credit cards and loans, but don't charge these huge fees. Don't charge as much interest, give people a much better deal, and give them a better experience, you know, better digital products and better customer support. It's a simple business, but you know, there's a lot of room to also make money and make a successful business there. And that translates into us being able to hire and create, you know, hundreds of jobs in tech, even during a recession.
Yeah, no, that's great to hear that Neo is still going strong, even though the recession's a touch murky. In terms of getting in contact with you, maybe going on one of those tours that you mentioned, how can students get a hold of you?
That's a great question. Our website is the best. We do actually have a careers page, and we have an events page, and I think there's a little calendar you can find on there. It does have, you know, some of our events and things like that right there. You can also email careers@neofinancial.com to get in touch with our careers team, or you can always, you know, go on social media somewhere like LinkedIn and, you know, connect with myself or one of our software development managers or directors or one of the senior developers on our team. You know, if you reach out and say, hey, I see you work at Neo, you know, how about you tell me a bit about it, and I might be interested in applying. You know, we're all friendly people. Mostly we're all from the prairies. We're humble. We're hardworking people, just like, you know, you are. We're not, we're not a bunch of aliens or something like that. So you can just reach out and say hi, and we're going to say hi back. And then we can introduce you to things like events or, you know, an open house or something like that.
Definitely. Definitely. That sounds great. So I think I'm going to wrap it up there. Are there any last words you want to say to our listeners?
Yeah, I guess I'll just shout out that, you know, if you're in university and you're in Canada, you know, as I was, and you're thinking, hey, you know, all the opportunity is down in Silicon Valley. You know, if you don't move to San Francisco, you can't work at a truly great company. That's not true. There are amazing, you know, companies right here in Canada. And, you know, in Calgary, there are quite a few companies like Neo, but there are others as well. But, you know, also Vancouver, Toronto, and across the prairies, there are amazing tech companies founded here in Canada, building amazing products for Canadians with amazing tech. And the practices and tools and languages and tech used by companies like Neo are exactly the same as what you would find at Amazon or Google or Microsoft. So you can get that same experience. You can get that same type of learning. You can build your career. You know, working in Canada, you don't have to go down to the States. And there are also remote roles out there. You can live at home and kind of stay in your one-bedroom apartment and dial in every day. Some of those jobs are okay. Honestly, you might end up in one that you really love. Some are not. You know, sometimes a company in the U.S. is struggling to hire in the U.S. It might be because they're not, you know, really that great of a company. And maybe they're looking for talent in Canada to save some money. So there are also some bad jobs like that out there in the remote space. I really encourage new grads to consider working with companies that spend a couple of days in the office. It's really great for team building, social skills, leadership skills, you know, learning to do things like sell your ideas, give a presentation, give a startup pitch, stuff like that, you know, much easier to do when you actually work with talented folks all around you. I think it's the same in university, right? I know many students went through the pandemic learning from home. And then, you know, sometimes you got to be on campus and both are cool, right? If you need some focus time, sometimes working from home is great, but being on campus is also an incredible experience. One of the most fun times I had in my life was being at the U of C, and it's the same in the workforce.
Sweet. Yeah, no, those are some great words for students to live by entering the workforce. And it's great to hear that you had such a good time at U Calgary.
Yeah, thank you. And again, I really want to say thanks for bringing me on to your podcast and for giving us a chance to, you know, talk about Calgary startups and Neo and our tech and all the amazing things that are happening around Calgary.
Thank you again to Chris Reed for coming on the show. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to What the Tech. We encourage you to reach out to us, ask us questions about the show, or even suggest topics of interest. You can follow us on Instagram at U of C_CPSC.